We're here with George Grady, the Purple Haze, on our Entertainment Tonight Spotlight, Halcyon City Heroes, Up and Comers. George, it's okay if I call you George, or do you prefer...
George is okay, I just don't like getting mixed up with you-know-who.
Right, the General. Let's go back. For you, not long ago. For the rest of us, a bunch of decades. How did you get here? To this time, your future, our present. There's been a lot of speculation about it. Would you like to put that speculation to rest?
Yeah. I myself kind of don't know exactly what happened. I was, like, running, like, super fast, as I do. And I guess I ran so fast that I ended up here in the future. Yeah, it was kind of trippy.
So you ran. Nothing else happened? Or no other significant moments or impacts or events that occurred?
Well, like, I was running because I was running away from this Nimrod in my freaking class who is just, he's just the worst. So he was trying to fight me and I don't do that. So I just like ran. I ran so far away and yeah, then things kind of went like purple, but like purple plaid. It was weird. It was like ludicrous. And then I ended up here.
That's very interesting. Why were you running away from Nimrod?
I love you called him that. Anyways.
You are aware of Nimrod, your former classmate who went on to a vast career in supervillainy?
Nah, man, I gotta spend more time on those internets. No, but thanks for telling me. No, I didn't know that about him. I forgot your question.
What happened with you and Nimrod that led you to run away?
He's always picking on people for, I don't know, reasons, I guess. So, and I was kind of, you know, the guy he would always go after because I'm a little different. So he'd always try to pick on me. And my instinct is just run away. But I guess in this situation, it was different because he was picking on a girl in my class who was also different. And so I tried to take her with me, but I guess it didn't work out.
And who was this girl?
Cassandra.
Have you looked her up since you returned to this time?
No, I haven't. I don't spend a lot of time on the internets, as I think other people do. I mean, it's cool, but like, I'm not huge into Googling as other people are. Yeah, I like books.
You sure don't seem like it. So, an interview with Speedy George Grady would be remiss without talking about the elephant in the room. With all the running you do, you'd think you'd have more of a runner's physique.
Well, that's fair, I guess, but I actually get my power and my strength from my gut. I feel my strength in my gut, and that's where I get my boost of energy from my round belly. Yeah, I am powered by Oreos and Doritos.
And those sponsorship deals have proved lucrative for you over the years.
Yeah, it's helpful. Thanks,
oh,
Frito-Lay.
Not for you.
Oh.
So, speaking of those sponsorships, the General. We all know the story. The General himself, former Army commander and Golden Era hero, also has the name George Grady, but has avowed all connection with you. What was it like when you first met him?
I can say that neither of us like one another. We are unlike in almost every aspect. So it was not a good reunion when we met. Plus, I also was a little afraid of destroying the space-time continuum, but it seems to be okay.
How is the General not what you were expecting? Or do you think it's choices that you made that led you here? Or a condition of the environment that future you, past for us, experience that led you down that path?
I can say I don't know. Like I said, when we met, it was not good and we didn't really have like a heart to heart. We didn't really talk that much, but I know he is my polar opposite and everything he stands for, I stand against.
So do you think it's choices that you make in the future, our past, or is it the environment that the General found himself in that has shaped him to be so very different from the George Grady hero of Halcyon City that we have come to see over the last several months?
I think it's both. I think whatever happened in his past, which is not my past because we are different people. I would
no,
like
it would
to
be
state.
Your future, wouldn't it?
But it's time. Just it's different. We're different. I want to make that very clear. I am not him and he is not me.
But you are, aren't you?
In the same way that twins have share the same genetics.
And in the same way that many of us and those at ETV have conjectured, have laid out on the mind map, many of the things that you've been through, George Grady, are similar to things that have also happened to the general.
I mean, we have the same past up to when I time traveled, but after that, obviously our...
So let's go back to my question.
Okay.
Do you think that it's choices that you will make differently that will lead to you being different from the general we all know and fear today versus conditions in the environment that have made the general who he is?
I think because he went through different environments, he made wrong choices.
Went through different environments?
Because obviously he's gone through things that I have not.
Not yet.
But if I'm here, I can't go through them there.
Isn't there always that looming expectation that you'll return to the time you came from?
I don't really want to go back.
But if you have no idea how you got here, or control over how you came to be here, how do you know that time here isn't fleeting and precious?
Whoa, dude, I didn't even think of that.
So let's move on then. What's your favorite part about living today, in the future, and what's so hard about it?
Dude, have you used a microwave? Oh my god. Changer. It can heat up food pretty much as fast as I can eat the food, which is like saying something. It's amazing. Best thing, microwave by far. Best. I can't, they don't sponsor me yet, but they need to. Panasonic, somebody, I will tell everyone of your wonders.
You know the microwave was invented in 1946, correct?
I didn't have one growing up. We didn't have one. Dad said it wasn't safer. I don't know. I mean, we blew up Japan with nuclear stuff, but we can't have it in the house, I guess.
So what's so hard about living here today if microwaves make it so easy?
These internets, like somehow we call them phones, they're in our hands and we just... People don't, like, say hi to each other in the streets, which is, like, weird and, like, super rude. People are just rude. And I blame the internet phones. Like, I thought they'd be, like, cool, like Star Trek when I first saw them. But people are just, like, they don't talk on them. They just stare at them, which is not what communicators do in Star Trek. You flip them open, you say something, you flip them closed, done.
So what is it that keeps you wanting to be here, George? What is it about this group of heroes that you found yourself in that has you so determined to try to stay?
Well, I actually kind of feel like I belong here. Like back in my time and in my family, I felt like an outsider. But this group, even though we're a very odd bunch, they support me and they don't judge me for the general. That means a lot to me.
Well, while none of us truly understands your superhero name, the Purple Haze, we're all super happy to have you in the city. Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience at large before we wrap this up?
I'd like to say, try out Oreo's new double stuffed rainbow cookies, everybody. They're delicious.
Sounds great. Tavern Tales presents Masks, A New Generation, a limited series coming from March Maskness in 2021. Stay tuned, stay subscribed, and join the Patreon for exclusives as we get closer to the release.
You know, I was making it clear that the general has those advertisements, not you.
Oh, why would he can't promote Oreos like I can? He's not even fat like me.